G'day everyone, Young Andy here again, this time presenting you a special best of from our Anzac Day show a couple of weeks ago. This is the interview with our one game wonder, Malcolm Greenslade from South Australia. Malcolm was a star of the Sandful when called up to national service and played two games for Richmond while serving at Puckapunyal. He certainly starred in those two games, taking the mark of the year in one and kicking six goals in another. Funnily, he never played VFL football again. We hope you enjoy this interview with Malcolm Greenslade. Available at abc.net.au/couldhavebeens on demand.
Who gives a rat's if the stats come in a little under? Just the one in the sun's enough. Rip snorters only need four quarters. Check the book as we look at the one game wonder.
Thank you very much, Unc. But much as you say that, Unc, we're perfectly prepared to stretch the parameters here and go to two. And those old enough all remember one of the marks of the century. I think it's right up there in the top 10 marks ever captured on photography. Out at Waverley, round 3, 1971, when Malcolm Greenslade, who was doing national service at the time, was played two games for Richmond, and in one of them kicked six goals, joins us online now this afternoon. Malcolm, welcome to the Couldhavebeens.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And Malcolm, tell us about that time. You were a highly rated player in the Sandful, and all of a sudden your number came up in the draft.
I think it was actually quite traumatic. When you're that age, you've actually just got your career established, and I had a year at Unley High School teaching PE. Deeply involved in a relationship, which I still am with my wife. World just seemed to sort of plummet a bit. And to try and appreciate the fact that you were going to be committed literally to being ripped out of home, put in an environment that you actually wonder whether you could cope with maybe the possibility of going away overseas, for a 20-year-old was pretty heavy to handle. Mm.
The transition, was it made any easier once you were actually in training, Malcolm?
You lost contact with those things that were comfortable around you at home, and the basic training we did at Parker really got you, I guess, into a vision that this was going to be your life for at least 2 years. As it transpired, it was only for 18 months. Mm. But it changed your outlook. I think in some ways I actually got quite bitter about the whole situation. I guess it was a very selfish outlook that I had adopted at that time.
Mm. Well, you would have been serving with other young men who felt exactly the same, I'm sure.
Well, I had my buddy there, Michael Noonan. We actually both went in at the same time, and as luck, or I guess good fortune, would have it, that we actually served most of our time together until I actually came back here to Adelaide.
It was the entire 18 months at Puckapunyal, Malcolm?
No, I did the 10-week basic training at Puckapunyal, and then I got a posting to the Signal Corps, where I went to Watsonia, served there. I was actually did a driver's course at Broadmeadows. During that time, after the playing for Richmond, I actually came back and played for Sturt on the weekends, and got cleaned up out of Elizabeth and ended up in the Repat Hospital, and that meant that I spent my last 8 months here in Adelaide, and I actually worked out of Keswick as a teacher.
All right. And so how far into your training was it when you were able to get released to go and play with Richmond?
It was quite near the end of it. Mm. And it was almost near the parade that we had when we left and went to our core postings. And I remember getting picked in, I think it must have been game two, and the army said, no, you can't do that because we've got the parade and you've got to practice loading your rifle, polishing your boots, cleaning your brass and doing all that. So it was quite early in my training.
When you turned up at Richard Malcolm, were they welcoming or did they say, who are you, mate? What are you doing here?
At Richmond?
Yeah.
No, there's been quite a lot of conversations, and it was with a number of clubs that actually were able to take advantage of this national service transition where you move from one state to another. And so there were about three or four. There are certain reasons why I actually opted for Richmond.
Mm-hmm. And in having played a couple of games for them, yes. Would you like to have ended up playing more VFL footy?
I can say that now, unequivocally, yes, I would have. But at the time, you've got to put it all into perspective that he was a bit of a yuppie little kid that liked being at home and had his girlfriend at home, had the comfortable things at home, and here was an option to come back to Adelaide every weekend, catch the plane back Sunday night, and then go about your business in your khaki uniform during the week. And so, yes, I would have loved now to have thought, yes, to see whether I really would have been able to establish myself in that competition. But at the time, the opportunity to just come home totally overrode that.
Mm. Now, Malcolm, you played the two games for Richmond and the kicking six goals against St Kilda out at Waverley. Michael Noonan played the one with you, is that right?
I kicked one goal at Waverley against St Kilda, and I kicked six against South Melbourne at the Lakeside Oval.
Uh-huh. And which of those games did Michael Noonan play with you?
Michael played the one against South Melbourne. We actually were quite interesting that game because John Murphy, former vice-captain of the Sturt Footy Club, was playing for South Melbourne at that time. Not to clean us up.
Yeah. of course, one of your teammates at that time was Royce Hart at Richmond, and he had...
Royce Hart?
Yes. He had the amazing stat that he played in two grand finals in a week, I think, where he played.
Did.
Yeah, and he didn't have to change his jumper because he was playing for Glenelg, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, he was, and that was a memorable one because that was when Terry Short cleaned him up.
Mm. Yeah. In the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, early in the game, yeah.
And Malcolm, of course, we talk about those couple of games you did play, and there is that famous photograph of you leaping high to mark out at Waverley, and there's people sitting on the concrete terraces because they hadn't installed the seats. Do you recall the mark, and how did you get up so high?
Well, thanks to Roger Dean for getting up so high. That was the first thing. But it was actually my very first kick in VFL footy, which made it to me a little bit more special. And I guess it was just one of those things that, you know, when you're playing footy and you love the game and you think you're Superman, you just go for it.
And what about the fans would have thought, what about this bloke? Look at he's taking his first mark.
Everybody, it was your first touch, but it's still regarded as one of the marks of the century. The whole footy world was alive with it, and remarkably, it was captured in one of the great footy photographs of all time, which was on the front page of everything the next day.
Yeah, I actually do believe that's right, but to me, it was just a mark. until he actually looked at it, I thought, is that me? Yeah, it was just a marking part of the game. And I do remember that the kick actually did result in a goal, because it went straight to Royce Hart.
No, it was Roger Dean
dirty. I followed it up, which was, something that I'm glad that happened.
Mm. Was Roger dirty on you, that you need him in the back of the scone, Malcolm?
Well, I did have a look at the photo, and it's the leg's pretty well up around his neck.
And of course, you played at Waverley, you played down at the Lake Oval. You also played on the MCG for South Australia, Malcolm?
Yes, I did.
And you went all right that day, didn't you?
Had kicked six goals on that day.
Yeah,
we actually were unfortunate not to win that game. We just lost it by not a big margin. And that was memorable. And that was truly, I think, a highlight of football for me. And in particular, at that time, where life was a bit confused. Where I was with everything in that time.
Interestingly enough, you kicked, I think, the first five of those six goals on John Scarlett, another ex-serviceman.
Yes.
Before they swung Vinnie Waite onto you?
I think I ended up with Scarlett all day.
Oh.
Waite was the one that head-butted me, though, and put me out.
That's what I meant.
He took no prisoners, Vinnie.
Correct.
Yeah. And Malcolm, what about today on Anzac Day? Do you go to Anzac Day dawn services or observances?
I have been to an Anzac Day service here in Adelaide, and back in 1995 I actually made the... I had a backpack on the back and went to Europe for 4 months, and I was 45, so I had a bit of a head on me that I could actually think rationally. Mm. I went to Gallipoli, thoroughly enjoyed the total experience there, just by myself, and then later I toured the battlefields up in Belgium and France, and so I have a bit of a feeling, more so now than at the time when I actually wore the uniform.
It would have made national service a bit more resonant for you, Malcolm.
Much more significant, and a feeling for those people that actually endured the terrible nature of what war was really about. I've actually taken time to read through Graham Corns' article today, which is in our paper, about how he's actually gone back and revisited.
What's and Mickey Noonan up to now?
Sorry?
What's Mickey Noonan up to now?
Michael's got himself ensconced up around one of our hills area, and he works with horses.
Yeah.
Michael has a business with heart rate monitors, a very, very successful business, and he has been able to transfer that from the human body to take on the horses and use it as a training aid. It's been a very, very successful business for him. I was very fortunate to catch up with him only a couple of weeks ago when he came to my son's wedding. We had a fantastic chat.
Great. And Malcolm Greenslade we're talking to on the Could Have Been Champions on ABC Radio this morning, and before the big match between Essendon and Collingwood. And Malcolm, what about from the footy side of things? Are you still involved or take an interest?
Yes, I am. I've actually been an assistant coach for the state under-16s here in South Australia. Mm. And we're taking part in the national championships held for that age group in Sydney in early July. It's a great opportunity to work with and just see the transition of some of our youth here who have committed themselves to playing football. As a matter of fact, after this call gets hung up, I'm off to Prospect to have a look at some of them play. And what we've got here is teeming rain.
All right. Well, only one thing you've got to show them if you're coaching them, Malcolm. Just show them the photo of the mark over Roger Dean, and that's how it's done.
Then they'll see all the sideboards and all that and say,
And you did have good sideies, I'll give you that.
And Malcolm, of course, you're too modest to mention it yourself, but South Australian schoolboy football is recognised every year with the Malcolm Greenslade Medal.
Yes, there is a medal named after me for the Year 8-9 knockout competition for secondary school sport. I must admit, I did actually say to them that it's got a five-year life, because I believe sometimes that these things have other people who are more deserving that can come in and perhaps take it. So I've made that. No one's come back at me yet, so it's still stuck around. So.
Well, Malcolm,
I'm very proud of that.
Hey, and it's been great talking to you, because we, as blokes who grew up in that era of football, and actually Billy Baxter here alongside me here this morning, we went to that state game in 1971 as schoolboys and saw you playing, and all these years later to talk to you.
Mm.
We've been doing this show for a long time. This has been one of the most enjoyable 10 minutes of chatting to someone on the program for me. It's been great, Malcolm.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Very generous of you.
Malcolm, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you have a terrific day watching the footy with the juniors at Prospect today, and send some of that rain over the border, please.
I'm sure it's coming, and when it comes, it's going to dump a lot, because we... Okay, thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Malcolm Greenslade, sensational player of the 70s in the Sandville, and of course famously played those two games for Richmond.